Central New York's proposal for the state's economic development competition includes one project with the potential to create up to 2,000 jobs. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, those jobs could go to a part of Syracuse that needs it the most.
About $40 million was allocated in last year's state budget to support the construction of a cargo container yard, or what's known as an inland port, a mile and a half away from Syracuse's Southside neighborhoods, which has some of the most concentrated poverty in the nation, according to a recent study. Rob Simpson of Center State CEO, who co-chairs the Development Council, anticipates it will create about 300 to 400 jobs. The council is asking for an additional $40 million from the initiative competition to help develop 225 acres surrounding the inland port for manufacturing, warehousing, and distribution. Based on the square feet of the space, Simpson says that has the potential to create an additional 1,600 new jobs over the next 4 to 5 years.
We're already seeing strong private sector interest in investing on that site. A number of globally recognized names in agriculture and transportation logistics that we're talking to. I have every confidence that once the project is up and running, that we're going to see a lot of development on that site very quickly.
The inland port would receive containers via rail that comes from ships that enter the port of New York and New Jersey. It's worked in other states because it's been proven to be faster to move the containers off a ship onto rail rather than onto trucks. The inland port would be operated by the Port Authority of Oswego, and Zelko Korinchek is the executive director. He says a large expansion of the Panama Canal is going to be bringing ships three times their size into the port of New York and New Jersey, increasing the congestion.
That's three times the amount of cargo that's going to be deposited and exported at the same time. Other ports, Virginia, Carolinas, Savannah, have adjusted. New York is just now getting on the bandwagon.
The project is expected to get started by next summer or early fall of 2016. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.